From NHPR, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King. There's a giant radio telescope being built right now between South Africa and Australia. It's called the Square Kilometer Array, and one of the things it will be looking at is neutral hydrogen in space, something that astronomers often refer to as H1. To do this, the telescope will be examining the 21-centimeter line. I'm joined today by Nicole Gallucci from St. Anselm College, who I hope can tell me what that actually means. So, Nicole, what is the 21-centimeter line?
That is the wavelength of the type of light that is given off by neutral hydrogen atoms.
All right, so what's a wavelength? What are we talking about here?
The characteristics of light is also the same type of phenomenon that is sending the radio waves from your station to your radio. All of those are characterized by how long between the peaks of the wave. Think about a light bulb giving off white light. It gives off all of the visible wavelengths. But if you have a laser gives off light at one specific wavelength or frequency. So this 21-centimeter line can be detected by radio astronomers.
So why is it important to measure and track hydrogen in space?
Hydrogen being the atom that makes up most of the universe means that we can see things that don't necessarily give off visible light, but they do give off this 21-centimeter signal. So astronomers can actually map out what our galaxy looks like, and H1 is important for looking at other galaxies. Since we can detect H1 from these galaxies super far away, we can learn things about the universe when it was much younger, since it takes a lot of time for that light to reach us.
Nicole, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
If you have questions about the night sky, send us an email, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee King.